USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General Bill Barr naming Connecticut U.S. Attorney John Durham a special counsel, giving him extra protection to continue during the Biden administration his investigation of the origins of the FBI's 2016 Russia probe. Barr also saying the Justice Department has not uncovered any widespread voting fraud that could have changed the 2020 election outcome. The big talk on Capitol Hill on Tuesday, COVID-19 relief. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell expressing confidence about reaching a deal.
I felt the first thing we needed to do was to find out what the president would in fact sign. We believe we've got the answer to that.
The Kentucky Republican among those talking with Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, as is Speaker of the House Democrat Nancy Pelosi. It's the first time her and Mnuchin have talked since October 26th. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I've had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
As coronavirus cases across the country do continue to spike, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell tells a Republican-led Senate committee looking into the economic response to COVID-19 that millions of Americans are still suffering.
The economic downturn has not fallen equally on all Americans, and those least able to bear to shoulder the burden have been hardest hit.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin also testifying in that hearing, saying the economy is continuing to recover from the devastating impacts of the outbreak. Another politician saying one thing and doing the exact opposite.
How can anyone take these lockdowns serious when politicians do the very thing they're telling you not to do? Los Angeles Supervisor Sheila Kuhl voted to ban all outdoor dining last Tuesday. She referred to outdoor dining as a most dangerous situation. Then hours after her vote, Kuhl got caught visiting a restaurant in Santa Monica and dined outdoors. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Georgia's Secretary of State is investigating voter fraud.
The Georgia Secretary of State announced that a voter registration group is under investigation for allegedly sending ballot applications to non-residents. That group was led by Georgia Democratic Senate candidate Raphael Warnock until earlier this year. The New Georgia Project is one of four voter sign-up groups being probed. The announcement comes as Democrats have praised Brad Raffensperger, a Republican, for pushing back against President Trump's allegations of election fraud. Warnock is engaged in a heated race that could determine party control of the Senate and has dismissed past investigations of voter fraud as alarmist. While Raffensperger said he's not seen indications of systemic fraud, he said there is evidence of third-party groups working to register people in other states to vote in Georgia, adding that the New Georgia Project sent voter registration applications to New York City in a potential violation of state law. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
President-elect Joe Biden introduced Janet Yellen along with other top members of his economic team during an event in Delaware on Tuesday. Yellen calling this moment a great challenge for the United States.
The pandemic and economic fallout that together have caused so much damage for so many and have had a disproportionate impact on the most vulnerable among us.
If confirmed, Yellen would be the first woman to be the U.S. Treasury Secretary. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.